We have an interview coming up now with Ellie McHugh from Elemental Outdoor Learning, who is here to chat with us about their outdoor Halloween camp coming up.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Ellie. Good morning.
Thanks for having me back in.
No problem at all.
Yeah, well, the holiday camps that I run are proving really, really popular. So my camp next week, which is running Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, is actually already full for Wednesday and Thursday. But I do still have places available on Tuesday. It's 10 till 2 p.m. People go on my Elemental Outdoor Learning website or Instagram or Facebook page. They can find links there to
book.
But
Ellie, what is Elemental Learning?
So that's the name I call myself. What I do is support children in their play and learning outdoors. So we do that, particularly this time of year, by gathering around a campfire, learning how to light fires and manage them safely. With it being Halloween, the children would be very disappointed if there wasn't Halloween marshmallows toasted on the fire.
Right.
So that's a big highlight for the children. And then they get to play in nature. So we have shelter there as well, but they enjoy making their own dens, playing on the tree swings and hammocks and creating games themselves and exploring the nature. And I'm there to help them.
And they're outside.
Learn about it. And they're outside they for the crunch, full 4 hours.
They can crunch the leaves. They can, you know, see that the leaves are falling off the tree. Oh, wow, there's one just fell.
Absolutely.
They can race caterpillars or,
Yep. Yesterday I had children on my site. So during the school term, I run a family group. I run a group for home educated children. I run an after school group. And yesterday we had a combination of traditional Halloween games. There was lots of flour everywhere with the cherry on the flour game. And
wait, I don't know that one. What's the cherry on the flour?
So you mold the, you have a mold of flour. Yeah. Like a bowl, and then you put a cherry on the top, and then everyone takes turns slicing some of the flour away, and then the person who loses is the person who drops the cherry in the middle, because it gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
Never heard that one.
Well, I learned that one myself at the Museum of Country Life, so that's
an old game?
Yeah,
do you
that's
know?
An old game.
Wow. Yeah.
And apple bobbing.
In the bucket with the water.
In the bucket and also hanging up from a string. But yeah. We also still found ladybirds. They were delighted we're finding a ladybird.
Well, hang on, what are ladybirds doing around in this kind of weather?
I know. I would have thought it was too cold, but I was really surprised to see some ladybirds out on site. And then they found a big puddle and they were making bark boats, so boats out of bark. And I showed them how to twist a rush to make a little tiny miniature boat, which they sailed on the puddle. And of course, they just love splashing and making mud. And I have a mud kitchen there as well, so they create whole restaurants.
Now, to me, that's what life is about. Because, I mean, a lot of the time, you know, we can get hung up on the academic side of school, just the constant learning, and you have to know this and you have to know that. And, you know, I know that there's some school systems now that are incorporating what you're doing, where the kids get out more, you know, and they have their bug hotel, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And they go for nature walks, which is, I think it's great to see.
And it's the wonderful thing is that I'm also part of the Heritage and Schools specialist team. So the Heritage Council, through that scheme, will pay 2/3 of the cost for me to go out to schools. So I go out to schools and I do one-off days doing a really popular nature day that I do with schools are my seasonal hedgerow walks. So I'll walk and I'll talk about identifying the native and non-native trees and the plants and the foods we can forage. And then we'll utilize things from the hedgerow to make nature crafts. They're also funding me to do regular forest school sessions in school. So there's a local school that I go to every second week and do forest school sessions with their classes. And the teachers come out with me and they see actually how much learning is happening, how much teamwork, cooperation, architecture when it comes to the amazing dens, the creativity that comes through in the nature crafts and the camaraderie. and the relationship building between the children is really fantastic. And then I'm also lucky enough to be part of the CRAN Trees for Ireland education team, who are now fully funding one-off days for me to go into schools and run workshops on trees. And if it's appropriate for the school site, I'll bring 3 or 4 trees along with me and we'll plant them on the school site with the children.
Oh, lovely.
And then they can nurture those native trees and watch them grow.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, if anyone wants their school to be involved, do give me a call and let me know. And I can go out to schools, and equally schools or individuals can come out to my site, which is just outside Ballandine.
So back to this gig that's coming up. Again, tell us, when is it, where is it, and how can people get in touch if they forget?
Yeah, so it is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 10 a.m. in the morning until 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Wednesday and Thursday is now fully booked, but they can still book on Tuesday. It's €30 per child. They will get a snack and a campfire warm drink, but they should bring their lunch as well, and waterproofs and layers, because it is getting nippy. They can book that online at elemental-ol.ie, or look me up on Instagram or Facebook, and there's links there, and they can find my contact details if they have any problems. They can book online. I have a waiting list open for Wednesday, Thursday, if they want to put their names down for those days. And have
great
I
stuff.
Covered everything? I think that's it. There'll great be fun
stuff.
And games, and there'll be a good crowd of kids there. The numbers are limited to 16, with 2 adults, just to make sure they get plenty of attention and that they can do the risky activities well supervised, like climbing trees and lighting fires and doing some simple tool work.
Lovely
great stuff.
Ellie, thanks for joining us.
Just before you go, Ellie, we're after getting a text in there as well. Someone texted in saying that their granddaughter loves the group and her siblings can't wait to go next week to the camp.
Yes, yeah. And so, I think I know who this grandmother is. Yeah, her granddaughter just absolutely adores it. And yeah, I'm looking forward to having the whole family there, because they're very enthusiastic naturists and adventurers.
Great stuff. Well, listen, if listeners want to know more, we'll put the details up on our social media platforms as well.
Yes, thank you
great
very
stuff.
Much.
Thanks,
thank
Ellie.
You.
Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. Take care.